Welcome to the Songs and Stories of Canada. This program is called Salt Chuck and Asphalt. Driving all the way across the prairies in a big diesel truck can sure get boring. I can see why drivers listen to the radio or make up songs.
Today we're looking for songs about people who drive trucks, trains, tugboats, wagons, you name it. As a matter of fact, for the last half hour we've been trying to get the man who drives this truck to teach us the words to the truck driver's song.
Okay, I just have to remember all the words. Let me turn off the radio, I can hardly hear myself think. It's coming back to me now. The last line goes, "But I'll just say as I go my way that I like the diesel's roar." Ready to try it?
Sure.
Some like the sound of the outward bound and the driver's clickety-clack. But I like the tone of the motor's drone in a Kenworth, Hayes, or Mack. My windshield shows me where I go, my mirror's where I've been. My tandems roll and take their toll of the highways that I've seen. Well, I've learned to feel through the steering wheel the road I cannot see. And I hit the air 'cause I really care for the rig that's under me. Oh, the rain beats down on the way so black, and the night is blacker still. But I'll pull this load to the open road on the far side of the hill. Well, she's made of steel and nuts and bolts, but you've gotta treat her right, or the dizzy witch will hit the ditch and leave you cold and white. Well, there's nothing left for me to say that's not been said before. So I'll just say as I go my way that I like the diesel's roar.
I'm what you'd call a long-haul driver. Most of the time I drive the stretch from Winnipeg to Calgary and then back again. This Mack truck here has 450 horsepower and I just sail along like a great big ship of the prairies.
Do you ever go through the Rockies and down to Vancouver?
Oh yeah, sometimes. But it's a lot slower driving in those steep mountain roads.
It must have been really slow back in the days when all the freight was hauled on wagons pulled by horses.
Yeah, bouncing and bumping over those dirt roads, driving 8 big horses stretched out in front of you in pairs, 2 and 2 and 2 and 2. Yeah! On a rainy day, those roads turn to knee-deep muck and mud. You got a wagon full of freight with its wheels right up to the axles in a mud hole. Then those horses would have to pull even harder. Why, there'd be places where a stream had washed the road clean away, and some of the steeper hills were like mudslides. Why, there was one great slippery hill on the Caribou Road in BC where the wagon drivers had to all get together at the bottom to push one wagon at a time through the muck. The horses would snort and heave and kick mud around. The drivers would grab the spokes on the wheels and snort and heave and kick mud around. One wheel down in a sloppy mud hole, the other up on a rock. Mud oozing up over the top of your boots, and always the rain coming down. Hey! Mud on your hat and mud up to your armpits. By the top of the hill, why, everyone was so covered in mud, you couldn't tell who was who.
That Caribou Road was sure a tough road to haul.
Oh, but the drivers all helped each other out. They all knew each other and, well, everybody knew the drivers. In fine weather, they could roll along at a good clip and you could tell who was coming far off down the road just by the way he drove his team of horses. Here comes Henry Curry, he's always in a hurry.
Teaming up the caribou road.
He makes his horses go through the dust and through the snow.
Teaming up the caribou road.
Oh, you should see him sprinting to the ball of Clinton.
Teaming up the caribou road.
He makes the ladies prance just like his horses dance.
Teaming up the caribou road. When you hear that whip a-popping, you bet he's got a load. When you hear that sweet voice singing, stand up rowdy on the caribou road.
Oh, Pete Egan has a rule, to his horses he is cruel.
Teaming up the caribou road.
He beats him with the rail, puts fire in the tail.
Teaming up the caribou road.
Oh, Pete looks so wicked when you ask him for a ticket.
Teaming up the caribou road.
At the sight of half a dollar, he will grab you by the collar.
Teaming up the caribou road. When you hear that whip a-popping, you bet he's got a load. When you hear that sweet voice singing, stand up rowdy on the caribou road.
Oh, the driver's on the deck with a rag around his neck.
Teaming up the caribou road.
And the swamper in the stable makes sure the teams are able.
Teaming up the caribou road.
Oh, the freighters and the hire when the roads are in a mire.
Teaming up the caribou road.
But they can beat the weather when they all pull together.
Teaming up the caribou road. When you hear that whip a-popping, you bet he's got a load. When you hear that sweet voice singing, stand up rowdy on the caribou road.
Yes, yeah,
stand up rowdy on the caribou road.
Bye.
Oh, bye now.
Thanks
Take
a lot.
Care. Real nice having you, boy.
See ya.
Looks like a couple of hitchhikers getting out of that truck. And carrying a guitar, too. Must be some kind of musicians. Hello? Hitchhikers, huh?
You bet. Cheapest transportation there is.
Oh, hi. I bet it was pretty soft riding around the cab of that Mack truck.
Sure was. Smooth transportation.
Yeah, I'll tell you, not everything on wheels is that comfy to ride in. If it's transportation you're talking about, well, I'll tell you all about it, see? I'm the original. I was hitching rides for free on freight trains before you was born. Riding the freight trains from Halifax to Vancouver and back again looking for work. Ah, there was a hard ride. None of your soft seats on the freight train.
What part of the train did you ride on?
Oh, I'll tell you. Some of the guys would hang on underneath the boxcars where they wouldn't be seen. Call that riding the rods. Pretty dangerous. Better to ride inside the empty cars. But you still got the bumps. Wooden floors were hard. I tell you, I can still feel the calluses on my behind. But I'll tell you a place better than the rods, better than the boxcars. And that was the roof. When the weather was fine, that is. Now, your Kettle Valley line. Oh, boy, what a view. All the regular passengers bought the tickets to get sandwiched into stuffy little cars below. But on the roof, I was king of the railway. So long as the bulls, that's the railway police, didn't catch me. I always ride upon the roof. Hey, now there's this song. Now get out your guitar.
I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley line. I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley line. I always ride up on the roof, I could ride inside, but what's the use? So I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley line. I order my meals through the ventilator on the Kettle Valley line. I order my meals through the ventilator on the Kettle Valley line. I order my meals through the ventilator. They taste no worse than safe tipping the waiter. So I order my meals through the ventilator on the Kettle Valley line. I buy a sandwich from the cook on the Kettle Valley line.
I buy a sandwich from the cook on the Kettle Valley line. I buy a sandwich from the cook, and he pockets my money, the dirty crook, when I buy a sandwich from the cook on the Kettle Valley line. The railway bulls are gentlemen on the Kettle Valley line. The railway bulls are gentlemen on the Kettle Valley line. The railway bulls are gentlemen, we'll never see their like again. Yes, the railway bulls are gentlemen on the Kettle Valley line. They tip their hats and they call you sir on the Kettle Valley line. They tip their hats and they call you sir on the Kettle Valley line. They tip their hats and call you sir, then chuck you in the local stir. But they tip their hats and they call you sir on the Kettle Valley line. I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley line. I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley line. I always ride up on the roof, I could ride inside, but what's the use? So I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley line.
A fine way to travel. But can you believe it? They're gonna close that line down pretty soon. Seems just like yesterday they just finished building it.
There's another railway in the mountains that still isn't finished, even though they started building it in 1912. The BC Railway?
Hey, you mean the old PGE? The Pacific Great Eastern. Supposed to go right up from Vancouver north through the middle of the mountains to Prince George? We'll build it right away, they said. That's when I was a kid. 50 years later, my hair was getting pretty gray, and they still weren't finished. Took so long, people used to make jokes about it. You know, some would say, well, when are you going to pay me back the money you owe me? And I'd say, oh, when the PGE goes through.
When are you going to change your socks?
Oh, when the PGE goes through.
In that far north country where the skies are always blue, they're waiting for the happy day when the PGE goes through. Oh, the squawfish will be squawking and the moose will start to moo. The grizzly bears will grizzle when the PGE goes through.
Oh, Lord, I know my toil will end when I hear that whistle coming round the bend.
They say that all the members of ERCOT survey crew will be working on the extra gang when the PGE goes through. Bill Hurley, he's got a gal, her name is Buckskin Sue. They're going on the trap line when the PGE goes through.
Oh, Lord, I know my toil will end when I hear that whistle coming round the bend.
The hornets build their little nests up in the spruce and pine. They love to sting the axemen who are chopping out the line. So if the railroad bends a bit like railroads shouldn't do, just blame it on the hornets when the PGE goes through.
Oh, Lord, I know my toil will end when I hear that whistle coming round the bend.
Now while running lines on snowshoes, the snow got very deep. Old averageman, he dug a hole, crawled in and went to sleep. The snow blew in and covered him, but we know what to do. We'll dig him out in springtime when the PGE goes through.
Oh, Lord, I know my toil will end when I hear that whistle coming round the bend. Oh, Lord, I know my toil will end when I hear that whistle coming round the bend.
Say, how come you two know that song? Didn't I write that song one dark winter night in the middle of the BC Mountains? No one around but the wolves. There I was by the fire, clutching a little stub of pencil, writing on a brown paper bag, singing.
Well, we learned it from a man who worked up on the Dease Lake Extension, up by Summit Lake.
Oh, you did, huh? Well, did he say who made it up? Well, frankly, it wasn't exactly me that thought it up, but I would have if somebody else didn't.
Do you know any other songs?
Oh, not myself, but I got one in the mail. Let me show you a letter from my grandson. He's out on the coast working on a tugboat. He's just telling me here about a song about a tugboat. Huh, now let's see.
I'll bet his tugboat hauls logs down to the sawmills.
That's right. Up and down Georgia Strait all year, towing logs down to the sawmills. Take a big tree, cut it up into little boards, cut the boards into sticks, cut the sticks into pieces, and the pieces wind up as toothpicks. Always did like a good toothpick. Yeah, throwing toothpicks around doesn't sound like hard work to me, but he says it is. Yeah, look here. Yeah, you're right, Seer. Dear Grandpa, I don't care what you say about toothpicks. Working on a tugboat is hard work. We pull enough logs each time to build a whole town. The little tugs herd thousands of logs together and make up big flat rafts three times the size of a football field. Then they hook three or four rafts together in a row, and our big tug comes in with a steel cable as thick as your arm and ties on. But not too close. You don't want all those huge logs crashing into the back of the tug every time you slow down. So we let out 400 or 500 meters of cable and then start to pull. And the water starts churning and the diesel engine is thundering away. What a racket. It's like having two big freight trains right next to you.
Wow, that's pretty loud.
Yeah, and listen, there's lots more. Once you get moving, you have to watch out. That big raft of logs doesn't have any brakes, and the water's always moving, tides running strong in and out among the islands. And there's one place where you really gotta watch it. We have to slow up near that big island and wait for the tide to turn. Then we can cruise along with the help of the current. But if you goof, then you got the tide running against the boat, and it's like swimming upstream. But look out, those logs are coming up behind at 15 knots, just like a landslide coming down on you. Or if you aren't careful, those logs will drift along with the current and swing ahead of the tugboat, and you'll find the tugs being pulled off towards the rocks. Or you can trip over a cable and wind up in the chuck. Oh, here he says, Grandpa, I bet you don't know where the expression salt chuck comes from. I do so. That's an Indian word. Chuck means water, so salt chuck means the sea. So there. Oh. I knew I had to tell you something. Here's the song I was mentioning about a tug that's smarter than her whole crew put together. Name of the tug is the Odigi.
Oh, come on, you jolly tugboat men, and listen unto me, while I tell you a story of hardships and glory, of a lusty old life on the deep briny sea. There once was a stalwart old tugboat, her name was the Odigi. And I'll let you know, boys, that pulling the tow, boys, there was no huskier tugboat than she. She came off the waves in 89, for storms she cared not a hang. It was boasted around, 'twas the talk of the town, that she knew that old coastline as well as a man. Now her mate was an expert at running the logs. He ne'er seemed to come to no harm, but he ran out of luck when he fell in the chuck with a rusty old boom chain wrapped round his left arm. Her engineer was a lazy young tramp. All day he did nothing but read. On the fantail he sat on his young lazy prat till a big roaring wave swept him into the sea. And her deckhand was painting the bulwarks a fine, painting so carefully. But he met his fate when to admire his painting he took a step back and fell into the sea. Now a skipper, he was a very fine man, at seafaring he was a pip. But without a crew he didn't know what to do, so he grabbed up a life belt and abandoned the ship. But the old O.G., she kept tugging along. She towed those logs down to Long Bay. And old Penny hurrayed for the money he saved, and he sent her back north on the very same day.
Very nice. Very nice. I like a good song. Say, you two headed home?
Oh, yeah, we gotta be getting back.
Well, listen, let me tell you a shortcut. You just head down the highway here, a couple of miles to the bridge, look out for the railway tracks. Now, the afternoon train comes by. No, wait a minute. There's a truck stop back about 3 miles, and all the guys there are going straight through.
Salt Chuck and Asphalt was produced in Vancouver by John Bartlett, Gary Marcuse, and Rika Rupsat. The actors were Michael Fox and Joseph Golland. Musical accompaniment by Bob Webb. The lead singers were John Bartlett and Rika Rupsat. Technical production by Hal Beckett and Entmoot Studios. Train whistle courtesy of Robert E. Swanson. Thanks for listening.